Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, time for the Minnesota goodbye. You ready, Drake?
Yes, ma'am.
It's me and Drake today. So anyway, have a great weekend. Let's start off with that. I hope you do. If you're listening to this on Friday, we're going to kick it off with emails. We have a ton of these.
Oh.
I was listening to the bit about getting locked out of the house naked. You said it was your worst nightmare. And, well, my worst nightmare actually came true. It was mid-February about 5 years ago. Bitter cold outside, piles of snow. I was house-sitting for my parents when they were on vacation. I was in a skimpy tank top with nothing under it and booty shorts when I ran out to the garage to grab something from my car. Somehow, some way, the door to the house locked behind me. I had no phone, no jacket, nada.
Oh,
I did try every window and sliding door with no luck. What happened next was hands down the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to me. I went door to door, frantically ringing neighbors' doorbells. Keep in mind my attire. I tried to keep my arms crossed so it wasn't obvious I had no bra on. This is the neighborhood I grew up in, so to make things worse, this was the first time I had seen any of the neighbors in years. I was asking everyone if they had a spare key to my parents' house. Eventually, I got to a house where they tell me to come inside, give me a jacket to cover up, and call a locksmith for me. I sat in their house in booty shorts for a few hours before the locksmith came. I'll never live this down, just in case you want a pitiful story to start your day.
Oh my gosh.
Baby,
I can't even imagine.
No.
Just going door to door. The worst would be like interacting with the people. Like, it's one thing to interact with people you don't know, but people you've known for years.
Yep.
Oh God. So bad.
This is adorable. I know it sucks because you can't see it, but just Kimberly sent us a flyer for Mall of America from Family Fun Days in 96. And, she was the little kid in the flyer.
Aww,
and that's very cute. Thanks for sharing
that.
And let's see. Please don't say my name. I'm wondering if I seem like a jerk in this situation. Long story short, a company I worked for was terrible. They didn't really teach me anything and blamed me when I left the company. Ever since then, I have hated that company. Then I learned that my sister is adding money to buy a gift card from that company. I was disappointed because my sister knew what I went through with that company. It's not that I don't want her to pull in money. I want her more so to have a conscience. Like, in the back of her mind, give it a 30-second thought before sending the money. Or give a different gift that matches the theme of the gift, but I don't know how I would have handled the situation either. Probably give a different gift, but that's a no-no. But am I in the right to be mad or disappointed at her for supporting a company that we both know did me dirty?
I think you could be mad at her.
I think you could be a little disappointed, but also maybe it was just like super convenient. I don't know what it was. Let's say you're at the Target checkout. You just grab one of those 5 gift cards.
Yeah.
Unless it's like, okay, I'm using a name here. Let's say it was Panda Express you hated. I don't think that's what it was.
No.
But let's say it was, and that is the person she's buying the gift card for's favorite, like, fast food place.
Right.
Then I understand. But if not, I see why you're upset, but I don't think it is worth making a big deal out of.
No, I don't think, unless she's 100% doing it to be like hostile with you, like she's doing it on purpose, I don't think you could be necessarily mad. I would be a little upset and maybe like bring it up.
Yeah.
But I don't think you could be super mad at her for that.
Yeah, no, agreed. All right. Let's see. This one, I mean, I'm sure people are so sick of hearing of Taylor Swift, but this is an email. It says, Fallon, I wanted to share my experience with you attempting to get Taylor Swift tickets Tuesday. I had the same experience as you, where I logged in for the presale at 9:30, sat in that queue forever. When I finally got there at about 5:30, I spent almost 2 full hours trying to get tickets, clicking on over 50 seats that were supposedly available, and it ended up giving me a message that another fan beat me to the tickets. By the time I got through that process, it seemed the only tickets left were for $500 or more. I was planning on bringing my 10-year-old daughter to her first concert ever, but I can't afford to spend $1,000 on 2 tickets. My backup plan was to attempt to get tickets on Friday, and then Ticketmaster canceled the sale.
Oh, my gosh.
I cannot tell you how disappointed I am. I wasted almost 10 hours of my time and ended up with no tickets. Just wanted to share my experience. I'm heartbroken. Oh, my God. Amy, I feel you. That's what I keep saying. People keep messaging me when I post anything saying, oh, it's such a first world problem. Right. But, like, this is people's time. And I'm sorry, people's time is valuable. It's one thing if it was like every other ticket experience where you logged on and you couldn't get tickets because it sold out too fast.
Right.
That is not what this was. This was people spending 10 hours and you couldn't even leave your computer because if you left and it, you didn't know what was going to happen. Now we know. We sat and looked at a computer screen for 10 hours, right? So anyway, I feel really bad for people. And also, how unrealistic is it to expect people to be able to spend $1,000 on tickets?
Well, not even that, but going back to like the time thing, to expect people to sit around that long to get tickets is, that's a problem in itself.
Yeah.
Like what did you do for the, because you sat there for
sick.
Like six.
So I was in bed.
You were just in bed the whole time.
I was so tired. I was like trying to stay awake. And I even asked Jake, I'm like, will you please watch this for me? He's like, no, I'm working. And
yeah.
I was like, thanks for nothing.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Morning show. Wanted to reach out and give some experience, gift ideas, as well as talk about an encounter I had this week. So Drake, you weren't on the podcast yesterday. This was such a great email we got. A woman said she buys all experience gifts for Christmas.
Okay.
And she told us ideas of what she was planning on buying this year. And they were really great ideas. So this person says experience gifts, U.S. Bank behind the scenes tour. White Bear Lake and Lake Minnetonka both have winter golf events on the lake. White Bears is called the Barely Open. There's a beer dabbler in February. Crayola Experience at Mall of America. We've been there. It's very fun. Board and Brush. Shout out Susan's store. Zoo tickets. Hockey Day Minnesota tickets. The event is in White Bear Lake this year. Experience kits. Make a cocktail, wreath, or ornament kit. Comedy show tickets and fitness class. I work at a convenience store on the side of one of the worst parts. And one of the worst parts is when someone comes to the counter to pay and their card is declined. Nothing is worse than telling them the card's declined.
Oh.
Any advice on how to handle these situations? I don't think you can.
No, you can't.
It's not working. Do you have another card? And if they don't, or they're like, oh, it was working earlier, maybe you could say we've been having issues with the machine, but I don't think you should do that. I think it's just like, I don't know if it's our machine or not, but it's not working. Maybe you can say that.
There's some like convenience, I shouldn't even say convenience store workers, but people that work registers. And I'll be honest, I've had my card decline before a lot, actually.
Yeah.
And there's some people that are just brutal about it. Like they're like loud. Your card's not accepting.
Go, God, I wouldn't do that. That would be so hurtful.
It's super embarrassing, but I think Fallon hit it on the head. If you can subtly just tell them, hey, machine's not working, don't be super loud about it, and just try and be subtle about it, I think is the best thing you can do.
Okay, good luck.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Hi, besties. What Taylor Swift has axed, okay, shit, sorry, I'm going to fix that. Guys, I'm going to be real honest. Drake especially is fried today. I'm fried. Dave isn't here. Jenny isn't here.
Yeah.
And Drake has been going absolutely crazy. So anyway, that's no excuse for me not being able to read.
I told Fallon at the end of the show today that I was like, Daddy needs a cigarette after this week that we've had.
Excuse me. All right. Hi, besties. What Taylor Swift has over acts like Madonna or Backstreet Boys is she is a songwriter. She will most likely have a long career than both of them combined. A longer career. Just look up top songwriters, according to Google, and she is the 11th on there. Number one, Bob Dylan, then Joni Mitchell, Paul McCartney, Paul Simon, John Lennon, Bruce Springsteen, Neil Young, Stevie Wonder, David Bowie, Prince, and Taylor Swift. Thanks, bye. I didn't say she's fad music because you know I'm a Swiftie.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going anywhere.
No.
This is one for Dave, but he's not here. It just says, I'm flabbergasted. Dave did not like The Devil in Ohio. I loved it. I recommended it to a bunch of people. I'm actually glad he's not here. I can't handle hearing him talk about that show one more time. He talked about how much he hated it probably every day for a month. And I'm like, quit watching it then.
Literally
watching the show. Don't do it to yourself.
Yeah, he's stuck in the mentality that if you start something, you have to like completely finish it.
I know.
I'm sorry, but if I get two or three, four episodes in and I hate it, I'm not gonna keep watching
it. Sometimes I do, but most of the time I'm just like, huh. This is the final email we have this morning. Was listening to Thursday's Minnesota Goodbye, and someone asked about people being at the radio station overnight. If nobody is there, how does it work? Is it just push start and leave, or what happens when nobody is there? What happens if there's a malfunction? Is there some sort of backup or just dead air? Curious. It's a computer system. It's in like auto, basically, if you will. And yes, there is actually someone that is in the building overnight, not specifically for us, for all stations. So if a station goes off the air, they can go fix it.
Right.
So a lot of people, when they're starting out in radio, that's honestly one of the kind of crappy gigs you get, is the overnights to babysit. It's kind of called babysitting, basically, because usually nothing is going to go wrong, but you have to be there in case it does.
Yeah.
So it's that. I hope that answers your question. And this is going to be a little bit shorter version, but you know what? Happy Friday.
Yay!
Freaking Friday. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Whoop,
whoop.
Whoop. No.
There it is. No, okay. All right. Hey, thanks for listening. God. Email us. Dave will be back on Monday. Jenny won't. Thanks for nothing, Jenny.
Yeah, wow, Jenny.
You can email us, ryanshow@kdwb.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.